MAGA supporters, it's so obvious that they've been sold a lie. This whole movement was founded on the idea that America should withdraw from its warmongering and stop going around the world bombing people, bombing regimes and governments that they don't like. Donald Trump campaigned on that.
They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
Pete Hegseth, the Secretary of War, campaigned on that.
The War Department will not be distracted by democracy building, interventionism, undefined wars, regime change.
Donald Trump is desperate to be known as the peace president. But the truth is, Trump's the first US president ever to bomb Iran. Trump's the first president ever to bomb Nigeria. Trump's the first president ever to bomb Venezuela. All within a year of becoming president. He's the most warmongering, war-sick president there's ever been. The truth is, he is setting the ground for eternal war on a global scale. We're dealing with a rampant warmongering empire that wants to control the world and control the resources of the world. MAGA supporters, they've been tricked into supporting someone who's one of the worst warmongers in American history. What they've now reverted to is to say, well, actually, it's called peace through strength. You have to bomb and destroy countries to achieve peace finally. This is after 20 years of the war on terror, when the forever war showed that it just spreads and mutates. The more you bomb, you're not going to get peace at the end of it. You're going to get more war. They're going to find that out in a very real way over the next decade. These kind of movements are about manipulating the masses. They're about telling them a story about what these people represent, when in fact, of course, they represent the same interests. They represent the oil companies, they represent the deep state, they represent the intelligence agencies, they represent the US military, they represent the arms companies. That's the reality. But they have to sell all these fake narratives. You're being told that this is being done because Iran is a bad government. But these are the same people shaking hands with dictators all over the world. The Egyptian dictator Sisi, the brutal dictator in Saudi Arabia, the Casino Royale sheikhs in Abu Dhabi and Dubai, the Syrian Al-Qaeda leader, Julani.
How did you find the Syrian president?
Great. I think very good. Young, attractive guy, tough guy. You know, strong pass. Very strong pass fighter.
Those people, gangsters like MBS, are friends with gangsters like Donald Trump. The United States is central to the continuance of that regime in power. And if you actually cared about democracy, they'd be going in and stealing MBS. Instead, they invite MBS as some kind of dignitary, even after he killed a Washington Post columnist and then dissolved him in a vat of acid.
Your Royal Highness, the US intelligence concluded that you orchestrated the brutal murder of a journalist. 9/11 families are furious that you are here in the Oval Office. Why should Americans trust you?
Who are you with?
And the same to you, Mr. President.
Now, who are you with?
I'm with ABC News, sir.
You're with who?
ABC News, sir.
Fake news. ABC fake news. One of the worst. One of the worst in the business. But I'll answer your question. As far as this gentleman is concerned, he's done a phenomenal job. You're mentioning somebody that was extremely controversial. A lot of people didn't like that gentleman that you're talking about. Whether you like him or didn't like him, things happen. But he knew nothing about it, and we can leave it at that. You don't have to embarrass our guest by asking a question like that.
This is the world we're living in. The idea that the United States supports democracy or has ever supported democracy is an ugly joke. We've been trying to overthrow democracies for decades and decades and decades. Even a 6 or 7 year old, I think, if you explained the world to them, would not believe the bullshit that the liberal pundits believe. The United States says it supports freedom and justice, but yet they spent 2 years supporting genocide in Gaza. Where's the freedom and justice for the untold number of children murdered by Israel over the past 2 years in this brutal genocide? The United States says it supports democracy, but yet it's best friends with MBS, one of the most brutal dictators in the world. Keir Starmer says he promotes democracy, but is friends with one of the most brutal dictators in the world in the UAE. The United States is against terrorism, but yet Trump is now backing Al-Qaeda head of Syria. All of it is smoke and mirrors that is very, very easy to blow away the smoke. But we live consumed in propaganda, which is put out by all the media, the right-wing media, the so-called left-wing media, the center. And it's very hard to see the wood for the trees, but actually the facts themselves are shining. MAGA is a big lie from start to finish. Never existed. Make America Great is about warmongering, it's about giving money to corporations, it's about giving money to Wall Street. It's all a lie, propagated by oligarchs and right-wing media to get the masses to vote against their class interests. The same elite which is trying to steal resources from around the world has been stealing resources from the American population for many decades. Now there's one of the most unequal societies in the world in the United States, with all the attendant problems of poverty, drug use, prison population, criminals. And rather than look at the real causes of that, which are people like Trump and presidents like Trump and their economic policies, they externalize it. The law of the jungle is reigning supreme, and it's been like that for a long time. But Trump is making it very hard for liberal imperialists, because America has been an empire and been a brutal empire for 100 years. But it's always done it under the cloak of liberal ideology. It's used words like rules-based order or international law. Trump doesn't truck with any of this stuff now. He just says what they're doing openly and he celebrates it. So it's easier to see how the world really works now, but that doesn't make it any less dangerous. Another thing that the Trump administration has done is Pete Hegseth, the former Fox News talk show host and veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan, he's changed the name of the Department of Defense to the Department of War.
No more climate change worship and social justice and political correctness. We're done with that. We're unleashing the warfighter to be ready, trained, disciplined, accountable, and lethal.
Again, much more honest. We know what we're dealing with. We're dealing with a rampant warmongering empire that wants to control the world and control the resources of the world, and people don't matter. We had years of them talking about how Putin illegally invaded a sovereign nation, but yet they're all supporting Trump because they don't believe anything that they're telling us. It's all lies. It's all just an ideology. They're all institutions that have been built up to legitimate and justify a brutal system of imperialism. It will be used when it's useful, and it will be discarded when it's not useful. If you support international law, you have to condemn when it's broken, and especially when it's broken in the most naked, obvious way we've ever seen. But these people don't believe in international law. International law from the start has been about a way to discipline official enemies of the Western Empire. And it's still the case. But the mask is off now. We can all see it. There's no illusions anymore. We live in a world of reality. Trump is the mafia don. Starmer's the lieutenant. Macron's the lieutenant. They don't work for us. They work for Washington. We need a government that works for us. We need a government that respects international law, that believes in all the things we're told they believe in. Because otherwise, we live in the law of the jungle. And we don't want to live in the law of the jungle. The coming generations are going to pay for the norms that are being set now. What's the lesson that Trump is teaching the world? That he and the United States only understand force. And if you want to defend yourself against an attack from the United States, get nukes. Because the only thing these people understand is force. And that is the message they're sending all over the world. Not just Trump, Starmer, Macron, and the rest. The future looks bleak because we're not pushing back against all these norms being broken. Kidnapping presidents is now normal. Trump's normalized it. Genocide, 2 years of it, we couldn't stop it. It's become normal. After the horrors of the Second World War, we set up a whole load of multilateral institutions to make sure that it never happened again. And as weak as they were and became, at least there was some level of protection. And now they are just being ripped up and we are going backwards. 80 years ago, the whole world was at war. It looks like we're going down that same path, but we can stop it. The world order as we knew it is over. A new world order is going to be built. Now, who is going to build that? Is it going to be Trump or is it going to be us? The world needs to wake up. It's time to push back together.